And so Harry Hart toiled for the middle-aged witch, who seemed very ancient, wrinkled to him, and he hated her. She made him work all day. He seldom got a chance to play, but sometimes, like when she'd send him out to gather trees, and sometimes when she would send him out to gather wood, he would sneak away and take a nap. Maybe have some surplus wood from the previous go hidden somewhere so he can make it look like he was looking the whole time. He's full of little tricks like this, sneaking out the window late at night to fish, put a skinny dip in the river. As it so happened, it was coming the time of year for the witches' unholy gathering known as Wang Chung. Witches from all over the area gather up for the festival that takes place on the dark shale hills known as the Dark Shethethlia. She's going to be gone about 3 days, giving Harry Hart lots of time to goof off and dream and all the things he's not getting away with ordinarily. She made a massive, huge pot of pumpkin stew. The witch loved pumpkins. She grew a massive field of them. His chores, among others, was feeding the pumpkins to her herd of mutant bulls. These are bulls he had to milk. They had milk sacks that looked like testicles, bumpy testicles with little penis-like knobs that came off them. He had to stroke until they projected this oozy, thick, white, foul-smelling fluid out. She used it for potions she sold on the load to people in the nearby towns. There's a whole witch trade out there, which is secret because only Glinda the Good Glass Ball with glowing glitter inside, which is the only official witch for this sector. Any others are given the death penalty in the most brutal and horrible way. Hater. He just plain fucking hated her. He thought that he should have this cottage to himself. She had so many jars of preserves. There's so much wood out there. He could survive the winters. He could eat for a long time. He could even garden himself. He could be self-sustaining here. And he wouldn't have to work as hard as he does now. So he thinks about her thin, weak, fragile heart from all that fly ointment she's used over the years. A good scare just might do it, might just kill her. To this fashion, he begins making something to scare her with. He gets a nice pumpkin from the field and carves a leering, grinning face onto it with triangular eyes and nose and a crescent moon grin that's large and, he hopes, sinister. Kind of depends on how the light hits it. In the evening light it does in fact look frightening, but in full sunlight it looks like a mirth-filled, joyful kind of smile. Now to fashion it a body. Harry Hart uses some fence posts he digs up when no one's looking, and various different bits of debris he finds alongside the road, like McDonald's sacks, old broken cassette and 8-track tapes he can weave and curl around tumbleweeds to flesh out the body around the post arms and legs. He made the whole thing bendable, articulate, so that you could pose it different ways. And then for some clothes, he stole some outfits off the line of a few people as he snuck in through the backfields and to the clotheslines in the backyards. Now his pumpkin man was dressed and huddled into the corner in a menacing posture. She should be home tonight. After dark, she should find this thing waiting for her. But meanwhile, being a lonely boy in the country, no one else to relate to but the woman he resents, who isn't really so bad, really, considering he would starve to death or freeze to death in the woods had it not been for her kindness to take him in. Of course, yes, she profits from it greatly, working him all day long. He grins, and it's a rather mean grin as he pours himself a plate of pumpkin stew and eats it and thinks about how she might react tonight when she comes back.